Today's episode is brought to you by Destiny's Accessories, located inside of AV Lopez at 3831 Boca Chica Boulevard in Brownsville. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. Destiny Accessories has all the phone and tablet accessories you need, including chargers, screen protectors, wallets, clips, holsters, pop sockets, cases, and much more. Welcome to Paranormal 956. My name is David, and I'm here as always with Bianca.
Hi, guys.
What are we talking about today, Bianca?
Something about a smiley killer.
The smiley face.
Is it the smiley that we know?
It's not the smiley that we know.
Oh, okay. Well,
I can't say for sure.
What?
Allegedly, it's not him. I think when you learn this story, we could probably rule him out.
Okay.
I don't know if I could ever imagine him being like violent in any way.
No.
He does smile a lot though.
It's smiley. I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah. So Smiley's a guy we went to school with that
smiles a lot.
Smiles
for anything.
A lot.
Anything, literally. Yeah.
So the smiley face killer.
Oh.
Okay. Is, I guess, kind of a conspiracy theory. We went over the happy face killer.
Right.
And during my research of the happy face killer, I guess the algorithms kind of interchange happy face killer and smiley face killer.
Okay. And yeah, so, makes sense.
And so I was getting a lot of this information, and it actually kind of tripped me up a few times when I was looking into it. I was like, this doesn't go with that and blah, blah, blah.
Like, it's a different one. It's similar.
Right, the name is similar, and I guess the smiley face part of it is similar.
Okay.
But this is like a conspiracy theory more than
a killer.
A killer. Okay. So the theory is that there is a group of people, probably men, right? Let's just be honest.
Okay.
Across the country.
Oh, shit.
Murdering people. Men. They're also murdering men.
What?
And dumping them in the ocean or in the rivers that are near these certain cities across the United States.
Is this why we have more women than men in the world?
Among other things. I think this is probably one of them, but there's plenty of videos on YouTube that would explain why there's probably more women than men as well.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I first came across the smiley face killers,
mm-hmm.
It was in Boston. And so in Boston, there's a part of town where there's a few bars. And what was happening, or what has happened a few times, several times.
Okay.
Is a young man, usually a white male, tall, athletic, popular, successful.
Like a jock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would go to the bar and then be with his friends, hanging out, and then he would just go disappear. Like, he would just disappear. And in a really weird, I don't know how to explain it, but one of the things that doesn't sit right with people in this scenario,
mm-hmm.
is that the police are always like, well, maybe they just ran away, or maybe they killed themselves, or maybe they, right? And the other people are like, no. Like, these guys are, they were happy, they were partying. They're gone. Like, they just disappear. And then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, sometimes months later, they find them in a river, dead, drowned.
Same river?
Well, in Boston, there's a certain river. And then mm-hmm. these are also happening, like, in Chicago and in Philadelphia.
Oh, so it's not one.
It's not one person doing it, and it's not in one place doing it. And so when they find the bodies, typically nearby,
yeah,
there's graffiti of a smiley face. Right.
Like a happy face.
Right. Like a happy face. And so the police on their end are saying these guys either killed themselves or they got drunk and drowned. But
they drew a smiley face where they were going to end up showing up dead.
Right. And so the argument is on the police side.
Okay. I'm not laughing at the dead people. I'm just laughing at how the police is like, that's just how it happened. Coincidence. Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you mean?
So really what they're saying is that everywhere you go, there's a smiley face graffiti, right?
No.
And then sometimes these bodies aren't right next to the smiley face. Sometimes they're a little bit away, right? And so for the people that are pushing this conspiracy theory, they're saying, yeah, because they're in the water. They probably move.
A few feet away, yeah.
Right, because that happens, right?
Like until they find the body.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, like, and who knows, right? And so this has been going on for a while. These occurrences are happening more and more, right?
And just men.
They're men, yes. Mostly men.
Phew.
Well, good for you. Luckily, I'm not. I don't fit all of the criteria, luckily, but.
Oh, that's true.
I'm a man, I guess.
Yeah. Barely. That puts you out there. If there's nothing else, I mean, what?
Yeah. And so sometimes the picking's slim, right? So you take what you can get, I guess. Yeah, so you maybe, can. Maybe I'm in danger then. And so.
Depends if it's a boring Tuesday night.
Right.
Right.
Well, and also who's the one that's out on Tuesday getting drunk?
Right.
This guy. Right.
That's true. Anyways.
So. The reason I felt it's appropriate to bring up this, and not only did we talk about the Happy Face Killer, and mm-hmm. so maybe some people are kind of confused about this.
Maybe they got the algorithm of it too.
Right.
On TikTok.
But more than that, this is happening, or theoretically is happening, in Austin.
Okay. So it's not that far away.
Not that far away. So a lot of people that live here have been to Austin. In fact, a lot of people that live here go to the bars in Austin just mm-hmm. to go party in Austin, right? Famous for their Sixth Street and their bar scene, et cetera, right? And so for years and years and years, so they built a man-made lake in the middle of Austin. It's called Lady Bird Lake. It divides the city. Mm-hmm. People in Texas know this, right? Well, at the very beginning, when they first built this man-made lake, there were a few drownings, and they were usually kids. It's a very deep lake at some points. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot, not all kids know how to swim. And then swimming in that kind of water as opposed to a pool is very different as well. There's currents and things. And so they outlawed swimming in this lake.
Right.
Years and years and years ago. So you don't have many drownings, right? Like maybe you would have one or two.
Like people already know it's kind of dangerous to go in there and stuff.
Right. And you're not allowed to swim. Right. You're just not allowed. They do have like rowboats and things. And so there is people on the water.
Oh.
But they're not swimming in the water.
Right.
Right. They're like in little canoes or they're in different things. Right. And so.
With safety gear.
Right.
I would say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Also, it's a sporting kind of area. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you would have a drowning every once in a while. It wasn't. Every year, sometimes maybe you would, two would be a lot of drowning.
Or it would be like just a scare or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Well, last year they had like 8 drownings. All men and all who came from a bar. So it fits the perfect MO.
To the smiley.
To these other killers in these other towns.
Okay.
This year, well, we're recording this in March, right? We're going to release it in April. But there's already been this year in February, they already had another case. And the police are adamant, like, no, 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 nothing's going on. These guys are just drinking a lot and they're falling into this lake.
It's in the same lake.
It's not that easy to fall into this lake. Like, there's guardrails. And even if you fell in, like, you know,
there's a certain amount of. You would say ground?
Right. It's not deep right away.
Right.
You know, like it's shallow at the, where if you were to fall in right there, it's not that deep.
You it's still like, have a few feet to get up.
Yeah. Right. Or they could find you there. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's a popular place.
So it's an empty spot, you would say. Like
right. It's in the middle of town. Yes. And so are these other places, right? All of these places are in the middle of town. Yeah, they're coming out of the bars and they're walking. And, you know, if it was once or twice, I guess I could kind of see, like, there's a place in the Grand Canyon. It's a restaurant. And so at the Grand Canyon, because it's so far out in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. at night, they don't allow any, like, porch lights or street lights or anything. So you can see like every star in the sky, right? Well, there's a restaurant called the El Tovar restaurant, and it's right on the Grand Canyon, like right on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
And so people, there's no railings in a lot of the places at the Grand Canyon. It's like super, it's a super dangerous place. And so there is legends, or this has happened a few times, I should say, where people will get drunk at the bar at the El Tovar restaurant.
And just fall off.
And instead of walking out the front door to the parking lot, they walk out the back and just straight into the Grand Canyon. That's happened a couple of times. And so it's not unreasonable to think like, well, maybe somebody got drunk and fell in the river every once in a while, right? Because this has maybe happened. This El Tovar hotel has been there since like Theodore Roosevelt ate there. So it's 100 years old or more, right?
Okay.
The two people that I've heard of have done what I just said, too, right? Out of all that time. So
okay, that's okay. Yeah, you believe that.
Right. It makes sense. But
it's
like
an accident. Yeah, yeah.
Two people having this story would make sense too. Mm-hmm. But eight in a year and then in
not a
all these other places too. Yeah. And it's just, it's one of those things that is just way too much of a coincidence.
Right.
That I feel like there's something else going on.
Yeah. The pattern is there basically.
Right, right, right.
So and very often.
Yeah. It's happened too much regardless. Even if if these bars are serving this many people that much that they're just getting drunk and dying, that's too much already.
Yeah.
Right? Just that. So there's another wrinkle to this that kind of is to the police's advantage to kind of play this down as a...
Allegedly.
That it's not a serial killer.
Before they take us to court. Yeah.
There were two women that were arrested recently. One of them was...
So now it's women?
Well,
okay.
The killer, who knows, right? I mean, we assume that it's men because serial killers are typically men, but we know because of our podcast, they're not always men.
Right.
So if... I don't know how long ago. It wasn't too long ago. These women came from Atlanta, and they were working in Austin. And so one of them would get a job as a bartender, and she would drug people. And then when they started to get a little, you know,
woozy,
right?
Yeah.
She's like, don't worry, hon, I'll get you a cab. Well, she calls her friends to come pick up
the guy,
the drunk, right?
Yeah.
And then they steal his money and they dump him at his house, right? And so.
Oh, but they leave. You see, women do it different.
Right, right, right.
And they'll take your shit, but you get home safe.
Right. You're broke, but you're
home. But
you're not dead, right?
You're not dead. I mean, and so, you can still work for your money.
So the police are kind of.
And hit the bar again.
Right. The police are kind of playing with the idea that maybe ladies were arrested, right? So we don't suspect that it's these ladies, but maybe something similar is happening. And when they drug these men, maybe they're giving them too much or whatever, right? And so maybe it's not somebody who's trying
to kill don't know them. The details on how they find the bodies, like with their personal items or clothes on.
Yes, so they do have their clothes on, and in most of the cases, they have all of their stuff with them.
Oh, so it's out of, like, spite. It's not for money or...
So it does seem like that. You know, the things that I mentioned, the white males that are popular, that are athletic, that are successful, it seems like whoever's doing this, if this is a serial killer...
It's very insecure.
...is jealous of these certain type of people. You know what I mean? And is or a group of people that are doing it does seem to be acting out.
But if they want to be popular, might as well show up and be like, I did it.
You would definitely be in the news.
Right.
For sure. And you may not be liked, but people would know who you are. You'd be famous.
You know what happened to Gypsy? She got famous real quick.
Yeah.
Her fame is still out there. Yeah. She's doing good.
Well, I follow her on TikTok.
We still don't know if she's pregnant or not.
Well, yeah, we don't know, but that was going to be part of my update at the end of the show.
Oh, shit.
But just pretend like you didn't hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's...
So you can get, if you're listening to us by any chance.
Right. And you're murdering people.
And you're murdering people, like the jocks or whatever. Maybe this is your time to shine.
Turn yourself in.
Yeah.
And be famous.
Yeah.
And
good or bad? I mean.
And give us a shout out that we convinced you.
Yeah.
Because we would love that.
Yeah.
The time for updates.
What's this?
So we're going to, we got a new sound on our podcast. So.
What updates? Oh, from the questionnaire.
From the questionnaire. First of all, I want to say that I have not slept with Keith.
Me neither.
So that bet is still going?
Yeah. We're going to see how far we can get.
Yeah. And the question about was, I think it was Brianna. I can't read my own handwriting. I think it's Brianna. If her husband was cheating, the jury's still out on that one. So we don't know the answer yet.
Okay.
Jessica, should she get married? You had said no.
Yeah. Did she get married?
She was already married when I asked you, and you said she shouldn't.
Oh.
But it's looking like you're right, if I'm being honest. Looking like you're honest. You're wrong on that.
Okay.
And then James asked if he should have... If he applied for a job, was he going to get it? And you said yes, not for long. So far, as of a week ago, he's still working there.
So. Okay. So a week is good. He should get his next check.
Yeah. And then get the hell out of there.
And get the hell out of there.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you next time.
Yep.